All right, strap in everyone, because today we're diving headfirst into quantum computing. And wow, did you send a lot of info on this?
It's a pretty big topic.
It is. It really is. And it's clear this tech could like totally reshape the world as we know it.
Yeah, it really could.
We're talking revolutionizing medicine, finding new energy sources, maybe even, like changing how we see the universe.
Yeah, no, it's a total paradigm shift, not just like
Yeah.
faster computers. This is a whole different way of thinking about processing information.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so fascinating. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves,
Sure.
let's like break it down for our listeners. What is quantum computing? I think a lot of people have heard the term, but might not really get what makes it so different from, the computers we use every day.
Right, it's not just about smaller, faster chips. At its core, it's about using quantum mechanics to solve problems that are just impossible for even the most powerful computers we have today.
Okay, so like instead of just doing things faster, it's doing things that were basically impossible before.
Exactly. It's like the difference between trying to navigate a maze with a flashlight and suddenly being able to see through walls.
Oh, I like that. That's a great analogy. So how do these quantum computers actually, get that power? I know they use something called qubits, but what are those exactly, and how are they different from the bits in our regular computers?
So the main difference is in how they store information. A bit in a classical computer, it's either a zero or a one, right? Like an on or off switch.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But a qubit can be zero, one, or both at the same time.
Both at the same time. Hold on, how is that even possible?
It's this thing called superposition, and it's one of the key things that gives quantum computers their power. And yeah, it sounds impossible.
It kind of does, yeah.
But that's quantum mechanics for you. At the subatomic level, particles can be in multiple states at once.
So they're taking advantage of that.
Exactly. So instead of just being on or off, a qubit can explore all these possibilities at the same time, letting them make calculations in parallel.
Okay, I'm starting to see why this is such a big deal.
Yeah, for certain problems, it's like ridiculously faster.
Okay, so that's superposition. What about this entanglement thing I've heard? That's another piece of the puzzle, but it sounds even weirder.
Entanglement is definitely mind-boggling. Basically, it's where you link two qubits together, and even if they're physically far apart, they're still connected.
Connected how?
Like, imagine two coins flipped at the same time, no matter how far apart they are. If one lands on heads, the other one instantly lands on tails.
Whoa, that's freaky.
Yeah, that's kind of what entanglement is like.
So you've got qubits in superposition, entangled across who knows how much distance. No wonder people are calling this a revolution. But okay, let's talk about what quantum computers can actually do, like real world stuff. One area I'm really interested in is AI. What's the potential there?
Oh, the possibilities are massive. We're just starting to scratch the surface. But imagine an AI that learns as fast as a human child, but with access to all the data in the world.
The constantly learning and adapting.
Exactly.
Okay, can you give me like a concrete example of how this quantum AI could change things?
Sure. Let's take drug discovery, for example. Developing new drugs now, it takes forever and costs a ton of money.
Yeah, I've heard it can be billions of dollars and take like a decade to get a new drug to market.
Exactly. Researchers have to test thousands, sometimes millions of compounds to find potential candidates. But a quantum computer, because it can analyze huge data sets and run complex simulations, could maybe find promising drug candidates way faster.
So we're talking potentially finding cures for diseases that have been around for centuries in a fraction of the time.
That's the hope, yeah.
That's incredible. And it's not just drug discovery, right? What about things like personalized medicine?
Yeah, imagine treatments tailored to your specific genetic makeup.
So instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, you get a treatment designed specifically for you. Wow.
Maximizing effectiveness and minimizing side effects. That's the goal.
It really makes you think about what healthcare could look like in the future.
It really does.
But it's not just medicine, right? Quantum computing seems like it has implications for pretty much every field you can think of.
It really does, yeah.
Let's talk about energy. I know there's been a lot of talk about quantum computing and its potential role in making fusion power a reality.
Yeah, fusion power is often called the holy grail of energy. It's the process that powers the sun.
Basically mimicking the sun's energy source here on Earth.
Exactly. Where you fuse light atomic nuclei together to release massive amounts of energy.
Sounds pretty powerful.
It is. It's clean, sustainable, and it could potentially provide us with an almost limitless source of power.
So the ultimate solution to our energy problems.
It could be, but there are huge challenges in making it work here on Earth.
Yeah, like what?
Well, to get sustained fusion reactions, we need to create conditions of extreme temperature and pressure.
like mimicking the core of the sun?
Yeah, and that's where quantum computing comes in. It can help us simulate the crazy complex behavior of plasma, the superheated matter that fuels those fusion reactions.
Oh, I see. So it's like using quantum computers to figure out how to create those extreme conditions in a controlled way.
Exactly. And that could help scientists design better fusion reactors and maybe even overcome some of the big hurdles that have been in the way of making fusion power a reality.
So while we might not have flying cars just yet, thanks to quantum computing, a future with clean, unlimited energy from fusion might actually be possible.
Exactly. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. From material science to financial modeling, the potential applications are almost endless.
We've covered a lot already, and it's clear that quantum computing could change our world in ways we can't even fully imagine yet.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
But we're just getting started. Stay with us as we delve deeper into this mind-blowing technology and explore even more of its incredible potential applications.
In the next part of our deep dive, we're going to be venturing into the cosmos, talking about how quantum computing could help us unlock the mysteries of the universe, from predicting those dangerous asteroid trajectories to maybe even discovering extraterrestrial life.
And if that's not enough, we'll also be talking about the possibility of radical life extension and even unlocking the secrets of the human brain.
It's going to be a wild ride.
You definitely won't want to miss it.
Welcome back.
Ready to explore even more mind-blowing possibilities of quantum computing.
Absolutely.
Last time we talked about how it could like revolutionize medicine and energy, but now let's like shift our focus to the cosmos.
Yeah, to the really big questions.
Exactly. Quantum computing has the potential to help us tackle some of the biggest mysteries in the universe, you know, questions that have puzzled humanity for centuries.
For sure.
Okay, so where do we even begin? I mean, the universe is a pretty big place.
Well, let's start a bit closer to home, but still incredibly important. Asteroids.
Asteroids, okay.
Yeah, you know those celestial objects? They pose a real threat to our planet. And the ways we have now for detecting and tracking them are kind of limited.
Right, like that meteor that exploded over Russia back in 2013. No one saw that coming.
Exactly. And it's unsettling to think a giant space rock could just sneak up on us like that.
Yeah, it is.
But with quantum computing, we could maybe develop much more sophisticated systems for predicting where those asteroids are going.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Quantum algorithms can take into account all the gravitational interactions and, you know, all the complex factors that influence an asteroid's path.
So we could get much more accurate predictions.
Yeah, much more reliable predictions.
So instead of just reacting to asteroids after we spot them, we could actually know where they're going years, maybe even decades in advance.
Yeah. That's the idea. And if we have enough lead time, we could actually develop strategies to deflect them or even destroy them.
Okay. That sounds a lot better than just crossing our fingers and hoping for the best.
Right. Prevention is key.
It is. Okay. Now let's talk about another huge mystery. Are we alone in the universe? I feel like everyone's wondered about that at some point.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those fundamental questions.
Yeah.
And while we haven't found like definitive proof of alien life yet, quantum computing could give us new tools to look for it.
Mm. Okay, so are we talking about building some kind of super-powered alien detection device?
Not exactly, but it could help us analyze the massive amounts of data that we're getting from telescopes.
Oh, right. We're constantly gathering tons of data from space.
Yeah, and quantum algorithms are really good at pattern recognition, so they could potentially sift through all that cosmic noise and find signals that might actually point to an advanced civilization out there.
So instead of just listening for radio signals, we could be looking for all sorts of other clues that we might have missed before.
Exactly. And who knows what we might find? It's a really exciting thought.
It is. Now, let's zoom out even further and talk about black holes and dark matter. These are concepts that honestly kind of freak me out a little bit.
Yeah, they're pretty mind-boggling for sure.
Black holes, these regions of space-time where gravity is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape.
Yeah, and then you've got dark matter, this mysterious substance that we can't see directly, but we know it's there because of its gravity.
It's like the universe is playing hide-and-seek with us.
It really is, but quantum computing might be the tool that helps us finally find those hiding places.
How so?
Well, we can use it to simulate the crazy conditions around black holes.
Okay.
Or how dark matter behaves. And by doing that, we can gain a deeper understanding of these things.
So we're not just talking about observing them from afar. We could actually create like virtual black holes or dark matter experiments inside a quantum computer.
Precisely. And then we can manipulate those simulations and test different theories and potentially unlock some really big secrets about the universe.
It's incredible to think that we might one day be able to study these cosmic mysteries in a virtual lab.
It is. It's pretty amazing.
Okay, let's shift gears now and talk about something a little more down to earth, but no less mind-blowing. Radical life extension. Is it really possible that quantum computing could help us live longer, maybe even achieve immortality?
Well, it's definitely one of the more speculative applications, but it's not entirely impossible. The key is really understanding how aging works.
Right, like how our cells break down over time and eventually stop working.
Yeah, that's part of it. But aging is really complex. There's DNA damage, cells stop dividing, harmful molecules build up.
It's a whole process.
It is. And quantum computers could help us analyze all those things in detail, leading to therapies that could slow down aging. Maybe even reverse it.
So we're not just talking about living to 100 or 120. We're talking about potentially extending our lifespans indefinitely.
It's a pretty radical idea, but some scientists think it's achievable.
I mean, if we could really crack the code of aging, that would change everything.
It would, and it raises a ton of philosophical and ethical questions, too.
Like, what would it mean for society if people could live for centuries? How would our values and priorities change?
Exactly. Big questions to think about.
They are. Now let's move on to another potentially revolutionary technology. The quantum internet. This isn't just about faster downloads, right? It's a whole new way of communicating.
Absolutely. The internet we use now relies on sending bits of information over cables or through the air. But the quantum internet would use entanglement to transmit information securely and potentially instantaneously.
Wait, instantaneously? Does that mean faster than the speed of light?
Not quite. While entanglement does allow for that spooky action at a distance, it doesn't break the laws of physics.
Okay.
It's more about creating a secure channel for communication that can't be eavesdropped on.
So how would that work? It sounds like something out of Star Trek.
Imagine you have two entangled particles, one with the sender and one with the receiver. Any change to one particle instantly affects the other, no matter how far apart they are.
Okay.
And that connection creates a secure link that you can use to send information.
So it's like having an unbreakable code that only the sender and receiver know.
Yeah, good analogy.
And that would have huge implications for cybersecurity.
Huge, for everything from banking to government communications.
Wow. Okay, let's get back to our brains. We talked about simulating the universe, but what about simulating the human brain? Is that even possible?
It's a massive undertaking. For sure, the human brain is incredibly complex, billions of neurons, trillions of connections.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling.
It is, but quantum computing could give us the tools to model that complexity.
So we could create a virtual brain inside a quantum computer.
That's the idea. And by simulating how neurons interact, we can learn so much about how the brain processes information, forms memories, even how consciousness emerges.
That would be revolutionary. We could unlock so many secrets about how our own minds work.
And it could lead to incredible breakthroughs in treating brain disorders.
Like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Exactly. But it also raises some deep philosophical questions.
Like what?
If we can simulate a brain, does that mean we can create artificial consciousness? And what are the ethics of doing that?
Those are some big questions to ponder.
They really are.
All right. Before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's talk about one more exciting application. Room temperature superconductors.
Mm-hmm.
What are those and why are they such a big deal?
Superconductors are materials that can conduct electricity with zero resistance.
So no energy loss.
Right, which makes them incredibly efficient for transmitting and storing energy.
Okay, so imagine a world where power lines have no energy loss, batteries last forever, and electronics are super fast and powerful.
That's the promise of superconductors. The problem is that the ones we have now only work at super low temperatures, close to absolute zero.
Which makes them hard to use in the real world.
Exactly. But quantum computing could help us find new materials that are superconductive at room temperature.
So we're talking about potentially revolutionizing our entire energy infrastructure.
Yeah, and unlocking a whole new level of technological advancement.
It sounds like we're on the verge of a technological revolution, unlike anything we've ever seen before.
We are, and as we explore quantum computing further, we're really just beginning to understand its potential.
All right, that's a perfect place to pause our deep dive. For now, we've covered a lot, from exploring the cosmos to thinking about the future of humanity itself.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride.
In the final part of our journey, we'll bring things back down to Earth and talk about how quantum computing could revolutionize material science.
Sounds good.
We'll also talk about some of the ethical and societal implications of this incredible technology and leave you with some thought-provoking questions to consider as we move into this exciting new era of quantum innovation. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive on quantum computing. We've covered so much ground already, from medicine to energy, even space exploration, but now let's bring things back down to Earth and talk about how quantum computing could help us tackle, well, one of the biggest challenges facing our planet, climate change.
Yeah, climate change is a big one, and quantum computing could give us a whole new set of tools to try and mitigate its effects.
Okay, so where could quantum computing make the biggest difference in that fight? I know renewable energy is huge right now, and I've heard quantum computers could make things like solar and wind power more efficient. Is that right?
Absolutely.
One of the big challenges with solar and wind is that they're not constant, right? The sun's not always shining, the wind's not always blowing.
Right. It's not like a power plant that just runs 24/7.
Exactly. So we need better ways to like predict and manage that energy flow. And quantum computers could really help with that. You know, analyze huge amounts of data, run complex simulations.
To figure out the best way to use that energy.
Exactly. Yeah. Like optimize where we put solar panels and wind turbines, even design smarter power grids that can adapt to the changes.
So imagine a world where we can harness the power of the sun and wind way more efficiently, reducing our reliance on fossil fuels.
That's the goal. Make clean energy more reliable and more accessible.
It sounds pretty amazing, but what about all the carbon dioxide that's already in the atmosphere? Can quantum computing help us with that too?
That's another area where it could be a game changer. One idea is carbon capture and storage, basically capturing CO2 from the air and storing it somewhere safe.
I've heard about that, but isn't it still super expensive and energy intensive?
It is, but quantum computing could help us make it more efficient.
Well,
quantum simulations can help us design better materials for capturing that CO2. Imagine like a giant filter that can just pull carbon dioxide out of the air.
That'd be incredible.
Yeah, and quantum computers could also help us find new catalysts to turn that CO2 into something useful, like fuel or building materials.
So instead of just storing it, we could actually use it.
Exactly.
Wow, okay, so we've talked about capturing carbon, but can quantum computing also help us understand how climate change is actually happening and like what we can do to stop it from getting worse?
Definitely. The climate models we use now, they're really complex, but they still have limitations. And quantum computers could help us create even more accurate models, process huge amounts of data about the atmosphere, the oceans.
Just get a clearer picture of what's really going on.
Exactly. And then we can make better decisions about how to adapt and mitigate those impacts.
It's like having a crystal ball for the planet, but a really, really high-tech one.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about climate change, but what about other areas? Like material science, I've heard that quantum computers could allow us to create materials with properties that sound like they're straight out of science fiction.
It's true. Material science is all about understanding how materials work at the atomic level, and quantum mechanics is the language of that world.
So it makes sense that quantum computers could be a game changer.
Right. They can simulate those quantum systems and help us design materials in a whole new way.
Okay, so what kind of materials are we talking about here? Like, give me some examples.
Imagine materials that are stronger than steel, but lighter than aluminum, or fabrics that can change color on demand. Self-healing coatings that repair damage instantly.
It's like we can bend the laws of physics.
In a way, yeah. We're still early in exploring these possibilities, but the potential is huge.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, and I don't know about you, but I'm feeling incredibly excited and a little overwhelmed by everything we've talked about.
It's a lot to take in, for sure. But I think the main takeaway is that we're entering a new era, one where science fiction is becoming reality.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And as we move into this new era, it's important to not just get caught up in the excitement, but to really think about the ethical and societal implications of this technology.
Absolutely. We need to approach the development of quantum computing responsibly and make sure it benefits all of humanity.
Well said. We've only scratched the surface of this topic, but I hope our deep dive has given you a sense of just how incredible quantum computing is and how much it could change our world.
If you're interested in learning more, there are tons of resources available online and in libraries.
And the field is constantly evolving, so there's always something new to discover. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and stay curious about what the future holds.
It's an exciting time to be alive.
It really is. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the quantum realm.